The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Kensington and Birkenhead Point, and Mondays to Saturdays at Barangaroo.
It's 5 to 7. Let's go to Adam in London with a terrible story. An acid attack in Worcester on a toddler. Adam.
Morning, Alan. Yeah, isn't that an extraordinary thought? A toddler targeted for this attack. The little three-year-old boy was out with his parents shopping, essentially, and suddenly something was thrown in his face. He suffered serious burns, and essentially it was some kind of acid-based substance, and he got bad burns on his face and his arms. And tax using bleach and other household substances have been on the increase, we know that, and Parliament has debated whether there should be tougher jail sentences. But do you know what? This is beyond the pale, and as the local MP, Rob Walker, put it, absolutely pure evil to attack a three-year-old boy. Just seems extraordinary.
It does seem extraordinary. On the other side, a teenager credited with preventing suicides.
Yeah, this is the other side, because, I mean, there are positives as well as negatives in life, aren't there? And this is just feels like a good positive. Police and, indeed, mental health services are praising this young woman. She's taken this completely independent action to save some lives, 18-year-old Paige Hunter. She's taken to leaving notes tied to a bridge that is notorious for suicides, Wearmouth Bridge in Sunderland. She attached about 40 notes to the bridge, messages that, I mean, they seem alarmingly simple, but you're not alone. You're a shining light in the dark world.
Lovely.
Keep holding on, that sort of stuff. And police reckon that just the presence of those messages has stopped at least 6 people from killing themselves as a result.
How old is she?
She's 18.
Wonderful.
And she's got a police commendation. And, you know, sometimes the simple things work.
Yeah, wonderful. Absolutely. All right, Adam. Lovely to talk to you. Adam Gilchrist in London.